The art form of opera is an old one. We had a long discussion about it earlier this week in a very general sense. Today we'll talk about a specific opera, one that uses very modern themes and settings. The Canticle of the Black Madonna premieres in Portland in September. It is the creation of a couple of people with Rogue Valley ties with help from a third person from the Ashland area. The opera includes combat veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder and the Gulf oil spill of a few years ago, among other modern features. We have in the studio with us the composer, Ethan Gans Morris. Ethan, welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tiziana Della Rovere is the librettist. She's here with us as well. Tiziana, good to see you.
Good to see you.
And together, they're the co-founders of Anima Mundi Productions. And we have also with us Bill Rich, a Vietnam combat veteran and retired teacher and advisor to the project. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Good to have you all here today. Let's jump right in and hear some of the music right off the top. We'll hear some of the prelude from Canticle of the Black Madonna. So, Ethan Gans Morris, there's your cue. Tell us about the project and how it all got going.
Absolutely. Well, I want to talk a little bit about my role as a composer in creating the music, and I'm going to leave it to Tiziana to talk about the genesis of the project, because she did something really extraordinary with this. She created an opera out of whole cloth, and in the tradition, it's usually done from a novel or a play.
Some existing work of art.
Some existing work of written art or theater. And what she did is she was inspired by the events of 2010, and she created something absolutely extraordinary out of her own creativity. So I think that she would best answer that question. I would love to talk about the art form as we move along here. Thank you.
All right. So Tiziana,
you're not
the kind of thing where you're taking a story that has existed before, as is Mozart and all the other people who have written operas through the years have tended to do. Where did this all come from?
Well, I wanted to write something that was really modern, that addressed the struggles and the issues that we in our contemporary world are facing. And I started out with an idea of a small piece, like a 15-minute piece, that Ethan asked me to write a poem about. And I started writing a poem to the Black Madonna, which is part of my tradition in Italy. And, you know, my mother used to go to the shrines of the Black Madonna in Loreto. And so it's part of my blood. And she represents the feminine love, the love of the divine feminine that is completely unconditional, but with a particular strength, and that can go into the places of suffering and bring the healing power of love into the darkest shadow spaces in humanity. So I wrote this piece, and I asked myself, what are the two aspects, that the two issues that are really, really creating a lot of distress and disharmony in our world today? And the one that came through for me was the war. And that's the suffering of the destructive aspect of the war. And the second one was the destruction of the environment. And at that time, there was the oil spill that was happening. And I was feeling it in my body. I was feeling the suffering of the animals in my body. So that's the suffering of the feminine, is the environment. We women feel it in our body, and the suffering of the masculine aspect is the war. So I began to bring this love in the narrative of the opera through these aspects, and created a story. And it seems to have a life of its own. So what was a 15-minute piece became a one-hour oratorio, and then in which I described the struggle that these two characters were encountering in the change of the relationship between the veterans and comes back from the Afghanistan war, change with PTSD, and his wife, and who is seeing not only the relationship but the marriage completely change and transform, and at the same time she's coping with she's a volunteer and she's coping with the oil, BP oil spill. And so it evolved into the description of the interaction, the emotionality that happened between the two of them. And then in the second part, in the second act, what I began to bring through in the story is the healing process that can happen through this unconditional love that is regenerative. And so the opera began to include aspect of what I think of Greek tradition, and that is with the chorus and rituals of healing. So it always ends up in a very positive and uplifting note of regeneration.
The opera we're talking about is called The Canticle of the Black Madonna. It premieres in Portland in September. Tiziana Della Rovere is the librettist. Ethan Gans Morse is the composer. Bill Rich is with us in the studio as well, a Vietnam combat veteran and retired teacher. And Bill, I understand you're acting as an advisor to the project?
I have. We met about 2.5 years ago, and when they told me what the project was, it really struck me. I had written a play myself about my own combat experience and my own healing, and we'd been wanting to share that in some way, and here was a bigger project that I felt I could participate in. And I had post-traumatic stress, do have post-traumatic stress, and when I read and then watched the opera, I said, this is my story. I mean, some of the lines that are in this, my wife and I said, in real world, real life, exactly. So it struck a very deep chord. The other thing that, in terms of my own healing, that I've been focusing on is through spirituality, through finding love within each of us. And that in doing that, I felt that I had a path which I could heal. And what struck me particularly is when I was in combat, I watched my soldiers risk their lives to save each other. No concern for self-preservation whatsoever. And I've described it often as a love between soldiers on the combat field. People talk about there being comrades on the field or in combat, but I think it's even deeper than that. And what's so amazing about this opera is it captures both the pain and then the healing process through love.
How long since book and music have been finished to the two members of the creative team here?
This has been a 4-year process. Tiziana created the story in 2010 when it was really ripped from the headlines. It took her a full year to research in depth every aspect of it and really get to know real-life combat veterans and create what's called the libretto. It's called the screenplay or the script in other art forms, but in opera we call it the libretto. And it took her a year to write that. It took me a second year to write the music. It took a third year for us to do a workshop version at the University of Oregon in February 2013. And now we're in our fourth year, which is the creation of this fully professional world premiere in Portland at the Newmark Theater.
Is it locked up? I mean, no further changes at this point?
It's ready to go, and it's really extraordinary to have this production team that we have now.
All right, we have three arias on disc as well that we can play so we can get to know some of these characters. So what are we going to hear with this, Black MI?
Okay, wonderful. This first aria is the introduction of the character of the Black Madonna. I'll speak very quickly about that character. One challenge that we had in this piece was to create two worlds. We have this very real 2010 Southern Louisiana. At the same time, we have this character, the Black Madonna, who's a mythical character. She interacts with the characters without them ever seeing or really fully recognizing that she's there. So some people experience that as a metaphor or a psychological archetype, that she's sort of a force moving within them. Other people experience it literally as a kind of spiritual presence. This piece is not political or religious in any sense. We leave it, in the great tradition of theater for others to have a personal experience of that. So this first aria is the Black Madonna, and she sings in a deliberately Handel Baroque style, not in an imitation, but for a very specific purpose, that she's coming out of this great tradition of these great healing oratorios and Baroque operas. And then we'll hear later on that the modern characters have much more contemporary music.
Okay, so let's hear Black MI from The Canticle of the Black Madonna.
Black MI, and all
This answers the question, then, if the opera is in English. It is, in fact, in English. Tiziana Della Rovere, when you're writing a libretto, though, I mean, I'm sure you have some ideas of your own in mind about what you think this will look and sound like, and then you hand it over to Ethan to do the music. Is it a close collaboration? Does he come back with something and you go, no, not like that, or yes, that's it exactly?
Oh, yes. It has been absolutely an exciting collaboration because, as we mentioned before, it wasn't just a piece that was already there and already famous. And so in the tradition of the original tradition of the opera, we very closely collaborated. So I would write a piece, you know, of poetry and dialogue, and then he would come and look at it and read it and feel it and then compose the music. And sometimes, actually, he would come to me and say, is the music okay? Does it represent? Because I thought I would write something, I would compose something totally different, but it came out in this way. And I would say, that is perfect. That is exactly how I heard it. And then sometimes he would come to me and he would say, you know, we have to change some of the words here because I cannot bring it through the music in this way. And so I would change it. So there was no conflict whatsoever. And I think out of both our feedback, something much more powerful came through.
Interesting. You're trying to match up the musical phrasing and the verbal phrasing and make it all kind of come out together.
That's right.
Let's talk about the lament we're about to hear here, right. Ethan.
Okay, so I'll set this one up as well. This is a very brief excerpt from the wife's character. Her name is Mara. And in the grand classical opera tradition, she has a lament. And essentially in this scene, she has just discovered that the 2010 Gulf oil spill is threatening not only the wildlife, but actually their business, because she's taken over her husband's family business, which is an oyster farm. And so she comes in, and she is very, very distraught, and her husband is completely checked out. This is early in Act One, and he's just had his big drinking scene in the previous number. And so she realizes that he is not there for her on any level, that this is not the man that she married. This is a stranger. And she sings this lament that is a lament of the loss of her love, but it's also at the same time a lament about what's happening to the earth. And it's called The Earth is Bleeding, and this is kind of the high point in the middle of that one.
Okay, Mara's Lament from Canticle of the Black Madonna. I can hear the tree. I want to make sure we give credit where credit is due. Ethan Gansmore, who is singing here as Mara?
Absolutely. So this is Catherine Olson, a wonderful soprano from Portland. And in the previous number, we heard Dr. Karen Esquivel, who has been serving as the head of the opera department at the University of Oregon. And both of those recordings and all these recordings are from the University of Oregon in 2013. Absolutely wonderful performers.
Okay, and then another aria coming up, Field of Poppies. What's happening here?
Absolutely. So this is actually the previous scene. We've gone a little out of order here to establish these characters. And in that number, we have inverted, again, a classical opera form, which is the Brindisi, which is the Act One toast. Usually in classical opera, that is a happy number where everybody, you know, for good or bad, rallies together and shares a toast. In this one, the character of Adam, who's the soldier, is home alone, drinking and toasting all of the men who he lost. And so it's a very, very introverted inversion. And again, this is the end of that, where he reaches his point of greatest distress. He's been very numb emotionally up till this point, and he starts to break out of that. And then if time allows, there's a response from the male chorus, which echoes that.
Okay, let's hear Field of Poppies then from Canticle of the Black Madonna. Because of you, because you're sacrificed. Field of Poppies from Canticle of the Black Madonna. I want to ask Bill Rich now. Have you had a chance to see this version at the University of Oregon last year?
Yeah, I saw the video of it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to get it. Yes.
As somebody who lived a life, I mean, you were in Vietnam, I understand, in combat. Graduated from West Point, too. Is that right?
That's correct.
So you've seen combat. When you see it represented in opera, though, I don't know if you're an opera fan to begin with, but what was it like for you to watch this?
Well, they didn't actually have combat scenes within it, but they're having what the impact is when you come back. In some ways, it was difficult because my marriage did not make it through this process. And so I'm watching my marriage dissolve in front of me. I feel like I'm looking at myself, my wife up there. But what's beautiful about what happens in the opera is then you see the feminine energy come in. You see the love surrounding both of these characters. And it's not clear at the end whether they're going to make it or not, but it certainly would seem that there's great hope that they will, in fact, move forward and that he is, in fact, going to begin his healing process.
So Tiziana Della Rovere and Ethan Gans Morse, this is actually meant to be a therapeutic device more than just entertainment, correct?
Exactly. And I want to add to what he said, Bill said, and that is that there is the struggle. I want to address the struggle of the wife in the opera. So here is this man who is coming home, changed and transformed, with a lot of rage and a lot of psychological disturbance, and who actually goes right on the verge of violence. Not quite, but right on the verge. And so the struggle of the wife, of Mara, is should I stay with him and stand by him, or should I leave? If I stand by him, am I hurting myself? If I leave, am I betraying my relationship and my sense of honesty and love for him? And so this struggle resolves in the opera, because he's willing to change. He's willing to go into his own pain and suffering and share it with her. And it also resolves because she draws the strength from the Black Madonna, from the feminine love. If in the narrative he would not have changed, he would not have been willing to become vulnerable, then the marriage would have completely been destroyed. But because of that, then they come back together, and they come back together through the second act. In the second act, there is a healing process that is also part of a dream, and in the dream there is a ritual that is very powerful. And that's the power of opera, because it's not just, I could talk about it, I could write a book, I could write something very linear that speaks to the linear mind. But that would not have changed, would not change the soul. That does, the linear mind, the understanding of it doesn't change the soul. But when you put together the theater and music and the emotional experience of seeing it and being part of it, that touches the soul. And that's why when the veterans that were present during the workshop, they came to us and they said, we're going to give you one day because I know you're really tired. You guys are tired. But tomorrow we'll call you back. And they called us back and they say, you got to bring this opera all over the United States because this is really, really important. It's important for the veterans to feel that they are included and they are being part of the civilian world. And it's important for the civilians to understand what the issues are of when the war comes back home and affects the life of the family, the children. And I know something about it because my father was a military. He was actually retired as a general. And he did World War II and mm-hmm. the war in Spain, in Italy. Mm-hmm. And he came back with PTSD. And so I, as a daughter of a veteran with PTSD, suffered throughout you know, this outburst of rage and this inconsistency. And so it's part of my story. And at that time, they, of course, we didn't know that it was PTSD. So it took me a while to heal myself from that.
A lot to cover in the Canticle of the Black Madonna. We'll go out listening to the finale here. And then what is the progress here? It goes onto the stage on September 5th and 6th. Is that right, Ethan?
On September 5th and 6th in Portland at the Newmark Theater. Tickets are available on our website. And if I can give a very quick plug to our website.
Very quick.
CBM Opera. C for Canticle, B for Black, M for Madonna. And there is a fundraising drive with matching funds going on right there on that website. A lot of information.
All right. Thanks very much to Ethan Gans-Morris, Tiziana Della Rovere, and Bill Rich for joining us today to talk about Canticle, the Black Madonna, which will take us up to the break, and then you'll hear Garrison Keillor after that break. Thank you all for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.